Wait, was that? Oh my gosh, I think it is.
Hey, you. Hold on. Hey, recognize me? You're right, it has been a long time. We had to move, but I remember you. You look like you're just about all done with that. You got all the gifts you need this year? Yeah, I like being early too. Say, are you in a rush to get back home? Because if you're not, how about I treat you to something and we can talk some memories? Great. Yeah, I just moved back here. I never wanted to move in the first place. I always liked it better here. And I've got a job here now. I'm starting in a week. So, can I get you something to drink? How about this? Oh, I know you're driving. This is non-alcoholic. All right. Here's the couch. So, tell me what you've been up to. Wow, look at the time. I guess we've really gotten up to a lot since then. I didn't have you pegged for all that. Oh, I understand. You didn't think I would even remember you. But you recognized me, right? I know we weren't really in each other's circles. But I think I was a bit like you. I was kind of shy and reserved, at least compared to my friends. Oh, do you need to call someone to let them know where you are? I just figure it's been like an hour by now. Oh. All right, well, that means I can continue telling you what I was going to tell you. You see, when we were in class, I. Oh, gosh, this is a bit embarrassing still. I used to look at you across the classroom. I looked at a lot of things, of course. I looked at my friends. I looked out the window waiting for recess. I even looked into my textbook every now and then. But all of a sudden, one day, when I looked at you, I'm blushing just thinking about it. But that's the point. That's sort of what happened. I started having those feelings that I'd never had before. It felt like my heart was beating a bit faster, and I felt a little strange all over. And I don't know if I blushed. I think I didn't, because no one said anything, at least not to my face. But it felt like I was beaming red. And this went on, day after day. And I wanted to show you. I wanted to let you know somehow. But I was so shy and so scared. I wanted to walk up to you and tell you how looking at you, thinking about you, makes me feel. And I know you weren't some unattainable guy, but that's how it felt to me. And one Friday, I got home from school, and I couldn't stop thinking about you. You'd been right next to me on the school bus home, and all I've been thinking was, please put your hand on my leg. Please hold my hand. I didn't know what I wanted you to do. I just knew I didn't want to do the first thing. And when I got off the bus, I ran straight home. And I ran straight up the stairs, and I locked myself in my room, and I thought about you. And I just laid there for like 5 minutes, waiting for my body to cool down, my breathing to return to normal. And I put my hands in my. And they were so. I mean, so. I masturbated for the first time in my life thinking about you. hadn't even tried before, but thinking of you, it all just came back to me. And I came so. I made sounds I didn't even know I could make. And I had to cover myself with a pillow so people wouldn't hear. And I did that again. All weekend. I don't even remember breaking for food and sleep, but I guess I must have. And then on Monday, my arm was sore. It hurt when I had to write. And I looked at you in class and I thought, it's good my arm is sore, or I'm gonna do that again right now. And that was all I could think about that week. And then on Friday, the same week, you sat right next to me, and I swear I wished for you to hold my hand, but I also wished for you not to hold my hand, because I think I might have exploded if you had. I had to concentrate just to breathe normally. And I ran home, and I was just about to do it again when my dad caught me. And I was so amped, I thought he was going to chew me out for being too excited, but he just told me to sit down at the kitchen table. The rest of the family were there too. And that's when he told us that he'd been promoted and we were going to have to move. As in tomorrow. So I wanted to punch him, but I didn't. It wasn't all bad, but right then and there, I really wanted to punch him. I never wanted to punch you. I didn't even know what I wanted to do with you. I barely even knew what I wanted to do with me. But I'm pretty sure I would have told you if we hadn't moved. Look at me. Fuck. You look even better now. Your eyes, your lips, your arms, your hair. Oh, I always wanted to run my fingers through your hair. Oh. I can't believe you're here. I figured out what I want to do with you. I had a lot of time to think about it, but what do you want? Look at me again. Oh, you're too much of a gentleman. I don't mean so I can look at you. I'm doing that anyway. I mean, look at me. Let me remove my top and maybe it'll be easier. See something you like? Some fresh produce? A juicy pair of melons, maybe? Oh, you got it. You have to feel them to make sure they're ripe. Feel all of me. Don't be shy. I want it. Fuck. Oh, baby, yes, please, please keep doing that. Oh, your hands grabbing and feeling my body. Oh, it's getting so turned on just for you. It's not the first time. Did you know you made me feel like that? Oh my God. Every time I get turned on, I think about you. And I feel like that little girl, so desperate for your touch. Except the older I got, the more I knew what I would do to you. And here we are now, and we got an empty house to ourselves and a big couch. Don't you want to push me down into it and lay on top of me and kiss me and feel me all over? Oh, God, you're so fucking hot. Your body is amazing. I just want to feel it against me. Oh my God. Oh, my nipples. Fuck, suck on them. Oh, do whatever you want with them, but I love it when you do that. Oh, I love it when you squeeze the other boob with your hand too, and when you rub your body against mine. Fuck. Oh my God, just pull them aside. Feel how wet it is for you. Oh, my little pussy is so wet. Oh, you'd better take those pants off. Yes, I do. I do. I want to be fucked by your huge cock. I've been ready so many times. Please, please just fuck my needy little pussy with your cock. It's so beautiful, just like all of you. You really turn me on. You make me want you just by looking at me. Just by being there so I can look at you. But I don't just want to look anymore. I want to feel. Please, put it inside me. Fuck me with it. Please. Oh, oh, fuck. Oh my God. Yes. 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 Oh my God. Fuck me. Fuck me. Pound me. Take me. Yes. 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 Fuck your cock deep inside me. Fuck me into the ground. Just please give me everything. I knew you were such a sexy fucking man. My tight little cunt getting so wet for you all these years. She sure knows how to pick 'em. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're stretching me so fucking good. Oh, baby, please pound me. Oh my God, you really know how to fuck me. Oh, 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 yes, 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 yes. Oh my God, oh my God, you're gonna make me come. Oh my God, you made me come fucking so hard. You made me clench even tighter all around your cock. Please fuck me, please. Just fuck me so hard. Come for me, come in me. Those big, heavy slapping balls. Shoot all of it inside me. Please, baby, my pussy needs it. I need it. Be a sexy stud and pump me full of cum, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Oh, my God, yes. Oh, please give me your cum. Fill me with your cum. Make me yours. Oh, my God, fuck. Oh my God, that was good. Oh, get it up here. Oh my God, it's so fucking good. Licking you clean. Your cock is still hard and warm and throbbing. Fuck. I can't believe you finally fucked me. As good as I? Oh, honey, you are amazing. You look amazing. Your body's amazing. You kiss like a Greek god. Oh yeah, maybe that's a French god. See, you're funny too. You're... you're just the sexy stud I thought you were in my fantasies. Don't ever let that leave your head. You... sexy... stud. I don't remember being right about a lot of things back then, but my heart knew what it did. I can't believe I actually ran into you. Oh, I was so hoping I'd get to meet you again when I moved back here. It may even be why I moved back here. Oh, So now, you'll get to choose. Either I suck that cock until it's completely spent, where you can feel me all over and take time to map my entire body, every nook and cranny, and do whatever you want to it. I mean, you'll get to pick what we do first. Because we're doing both. Believe me, we have a lot of catching up to do.